On Midwest Week, a local transportation agency is helping teach people about construction of the new I-74 bridge. I'm Michelle O'Neill, sitting in for Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Jack Cullen, reporter for the Quad City Times. Thanks for being on today, Jack. You recently wrote about a special trip on the Mississippi River here in the Quad Cities. Tell us about it.
Well, dispatch photographer Todd Meisner and I boarded the Channel Cat water taxi on the Moline Riverfront with about 40 other residents of the Quad Cities, and we toured the water-based construction site of the new Interstate 74 bridge. And Danielle Alvarez, the project manager, was our tour guide.
All right, and I think she's with the Iowa Department of Transportation, is that right?
That's right. She is overseeing the entire project for the Iowa DOT.
Right, so she was sort of the person on the intercom giving you the tour.
She was great. She was really entertaining, actually. She was cracking jokes and pretty funny for an engineer.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. And about how long did the trip last?
We were out there for about 2 hours, and we went right to the construction site, and we went under the bridge and made some loops, but we were right where the action's at.
Wow. Okay. So before we start talking about it, tell us about where are we in the construction of the bridge project. This is like a 3 to 4 year plan.
Exactly. Alvarez was tasked with the challenge of finishing the project in 3 years. And so their hope is to complete construction of the new Interstate 74 bridge by the end of 2020.
Okay, so we've got a few years to go. And it's going to be interesting traffic until then. So there are listeners who, you know, may not know what it's like to cross the I-74 bridge. And I know, you know, Alvarez has told me personally that they don't want people, you know, quote unquote, rubbernecking.
Exactly. She touched on that. You know, she urged all the passengers on the Channel Cat not to turn their head as they're crossing the two-lane Interstate 74 bridge to check out the construction. People can hop on the Channel Cat or go down to the Moline or Bettendorf Riverfront to get a closer look at the construction or look at the Iowa DOT's Facebook page or their website for updates on the 74 project. And she was urging all of us to,
be safe.
Exactly. To be safe and to avoid, you know, taking our eyes off the road.
Right. So you and all those passengers on the Channel Cat, Jack, you got to see it up close. So what were some of the construction workers doing during the trip?
So the bridge is going to have these 164-foot-tall basket handle arches, and there was a crew working on the foundation for the westbound arch, and we were right there. And so, I mean, it gives you an entirely different perspective when you're right next to it on the water. And those who have been out boating on the Mississippi River would say the same thing. It gives you a really close-up view of all the actions that's going on down there. It was really neat.
Yeah. Now, did you get to see, I think Lunda is the name of the company that has the contract for those foundations. Was that mainly what the trip covered?
That was probably one of the most impressive things that we saw. There are also some bridge inspectors that were actually on the current Interstate 74 bridge. So because that bridge is going to be used for the next couple of years, they were actually making their annual inspection of that span. So we got to see that crew up close as well.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, you might hear that it's getting inspected, but you don't get to see that perspective of guys hanging underneath and looking at all the bolts.
Yeah, Alvarez said we were lucky to see that during the trip.
Right. And what did some of the passengers have to say?
There were some oohs and ahs, people that don't have access to boats, that, you know, this was their opportunity to be on the river and to be up next close to these machines and to these crews. And they were very grateful that Alvarez and River Action connected to host these Channel Cat tours. It's
sure.
part of River Action's Channel Cat Talks that they do each year.
Right. Yeah, they have a couple of series of talks that go throughout the summer. And I'm thinking the one you were on was sold out.
It was sold out. And they, because it sold out so quickly, they actually planned for more this month in September, but those sold out too. And so they plan on offering guided tours next year as well, next summer, and there will still be plenty to see then regarding the Interstate 74 project.
Yes, well, that is good news. I'm glad they did that. Okay, Jack, so you also made a big announcement recently. Tell us about that, too.
Well, last Friday marked my last day at the Quad City Times. Beginning this Monday, I will be working for the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce as the Q2030 project manager.
Wow, that's a big change. What prompted you to do that?
Well, I'm grateful for the last 5 years of work at the Quad City Times. I've connected with so many different people in the Quad Cities and have been able to share their stories. And the chamber presented an opportunity to oversee Q2030 with Greg Aguilar and to work with the different focus groups involved in making the Quad Cities a more collaborative, creative, connective, diverse place to live.
Yeah.
And I'm going to approach it as a community journalist, and because that's what I know. And I'm excited to connect with people in a different way.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously to be a good reporter, you have to be a good listener. So
exactly.
I think that'll be right up your alley. And remind me what Q2030 is.
Q2030 is the Chamber's Community Development Initiative. And so the different focus groups that I'll be working with range from Mississippi Riverfront Development to Diversity and Inclusion to Manufacturing. It's all about attracting young people, retaining talent, and, yeah, making the Quad Cities basically a better place to live and work.
Mm-hmm. And what about writing? Will we be able to enjoy any of your writing anywhere?
I want to continue writing and storytelling. I'm just not sure exactly what shape that will take yet.
Okay, well, I know that your readers will miss you. I will miss you, and we certainly wish you the best.
Thank you, Michelle.